it's still, we got sorry, I got stuck for a minute because I do what I want. Let's get it. That was terrible. But so listen, bro. It's yours truly. It's B&B. It's Busting Battle Rap. As you already know, if I you know that little dumb shit I did in the beginning. I'm about, you pretty much know what I'm gonna talk about. I wanna talk about Remy Ma's Chrome 23. I do what I want. But there's one battle in particular that I really want to dive into because I feel like it deserves more looks than, you know, but this is just my opinion though. This is me. Like I said, disclaimer, I'm just talking about shit. Like I said, Geechee and Easy is going to be fire. I mean, A-War versus Clips is going to be cool. Shayna and Rosenberg is going to be dope. I'm not sneezing at none of these battles, you feel me? But there's one battle in particular that I really, really, really want to see. Richmond's Lady Flames versus Queen C3. Listen, if anybody follows me on this podcast for a while, I'm pretty sure I've talked about C3 on multiple occasions. C3 is one of my, is literally in my top five favorite female battle rappers, period. I remember her first battle with Jay Smooth in the sparring sessions. Oh, man, she was lit. I guess I'm going to need vets to get this pussy touch. And then she had QB Black Diamond come in and say, shut the fuck up. Oh, man, that shit was, I love it. I loved that back then. Yeah, C3 is very witty. You got to really pay attention. Like, you know. She don't just, like, she's not your casual punchline person. Like, she is, like, you know, she's a poet. She was a poet first. So, she's got wordplay. You know, she schemes. You know, that's her, you know, and, but she's not boring with it, you feel me? Like, C3 has very good delivery. Like, for sure. Like, I like her, she had a little salt and pepper that she, that, I loved her, I loved that line against, Hey, I forgot who homegirl's name was. It's been so long. But C3, like, yeah. This C3 and Lady Flames, man, listen. So, yeah, C3, I've been a fan for her, like, since I started really watching female battle rap. And then Lady Flames, I've been a fan of her since her Coffee Brown battle. Actually, no, I take it back. Let's go back to We Go Hard versus Jade. I had peeped that, and then I peeped her Coffee Brown joint, and then it just took off from there. Then when I saw her against Vixen, she snatched her fucking respect, man. Then she goes up against E Heart and have a classic. I think E Heart's lightest round for me was her third, so I could click. I gave Lady the third. I gave her the third for sure. The first is debatable because, I don't know, I didn't like how Lady ended her first round. But at the same time, I still gave Lady Flames the battle. You know, I just didn't like how she ended her first. E-Heart's third round was just like, I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as I like Lady Flames round. She had so much blood on the stage. They don't think smack of brim. That was in the third. I don't know. There's people in this comment section saying that my verse 30 Lady Flames. Can we please stop the cap, man? Can we cut it? Can we just cut it all the way, man? What are we talking about? I want to address that right now. Let me. Lady Flames 3-0 my verse. What is this? Why? Why is it even a discussion? I saw Hip Hop Is Real. I just happened to just see a clip of, you know, I was just trying to look for some more Lady Flames. I was just trying to see if there was any Lady Flames battles I had not watched. And I happened to see that the Hip Hop Is Real actually recorded a clip of Lady Flames spazzing on my verse. I just wanted to see it just because, you know, that's probably unless Smack is feeling really generous, I doubt he's going to drop that battle between her and my verse anytime soon. Because for one, it was a body. it wasn't really that much of a classic. Like, My Verse has some shit, but Lady Flames dog walked her all three rounds. And what, I don't know where people thought it was close. Niggas is wild. Niggas really thought Lady Flames got smoked. You really thought Flames got smoked? You wildin'. You got that backwards, for real. No. When there's flames, there's smoke. No, they got it right. But still, I thought I had something there. Anyway, no. In this case, Flames was smoking shit. But Flames didn't get smoked. She was smoking. So, two different things. She smokes some shit. And then, her and Caution. I saw her and Caution yesterday. I was like, yo. All three rounds. You welcome. Literally, that's literally what she could have said all three rounds. You welcome. It's like, cause she was spazzing all three. Caution was doing her thing though. I fuck with some of Caution shit, but Lady Flames all three rounds. Yo, so, but this battle right here, this is one of the ones. This is a true fight. This one, the reason why this, why people are saying it's a true fight, because not because Lady Flames, this is like the Lady Flames' toughest competition. Can't say that because she's had wars. E Heart was a war. I don't care. E Heart, that was a fight. Her and Caution was okay. Her and Coffee was a war. I thought her and Coffee was a war. Her and Jack Boy was not a war for me. And her and My Voice was not a war. That wasn't close. I don't know where. I think people, I mean, it's okay. If you like My Verse, you like My Verse personally. I think personally, My Verse probably one of the coolest people ever. But when it comes to this battle rap shit, I think I saw a comment before where people say My Verse is the female Gems. It's not that far-fetched of a, it's not far-fetched insane. She's got a better pen than Jim. Shout out to Jim. Stop being dirty. You know, but she definitely has a better pen. But yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about My Verse. And in this battle, she really didn't prove anything. She proved that she could definitely rap, but she definitely could scheme. But overall, she didn't command, like, her, like, she, oof. She did not, her crowd control. Well, no. There was no crowd for her that was really, like, I used the wrong phrase. I would like to say, she could not command that crowd is what I would say. Not crowd control, she couldn't command the crowd. Like, that crowd was not really feeling with anything she had going. Like, she had some shit, too. And they, you know, some people were giving it up a little bit, but overall, a lot of her stuff went flat. Her second round to me was sort of my favorite round from her. And even still, Lady Flame's second round was good too. Like, really good. I think that's the round where she went My Verse to My Verse. Mm-hmm. Just, man. Mm-mm-mm. This battle is crazy. But I was listening to a Showtime SP said about this battle, how he was saying that, you know, he prefers Lady Flame's faster punch rate over C3's wittiness, even though he likes what C3 do. If there's any worry that C3 can't handle that, remember, if people remember, you gotta remember C3's resume. C3's faced Rom Nitty. She's faced JC. So it ain't like she's seen monsters before. So they like, this ain't her, like, so it's like, so I like, it's not, so I can't, you can, I can't, you know, she's seen monsters before. She's battled, matter of fact, she's battled E Heart. She battled Tori Doe when Tori Doe was still really fire. When Tori Doe was like, when there was no blemishes on her record, like when Tori Doe was actually cooking. Like, C3 had Tori when Tori was still the best she had ever been. C3 went the world with pretty much anybody that you've enjoyed. The only person C3 hasn't been the world with that I really, really, really want to see her against is Jazz. I don't know, and Jazz just battled Rom Nitty too. And her and Rom Nitty put on a clinic and a classic, I heard. So I'm really, and if C3 does, if have heard Lady Flames the classic, that should be what's next. Either matter of fact, that should be what's on the radar for both of them, to be honest. I think Jazz should take either one of them sometime in the future. Take Lady 1 minute, and then in another plank time take. Well, not plank time, because that's like the fastest time. But in another particular time frame, battle C3. Or, and I'm not saying in that order. She could battle C3 first, she could battle Lady Flames first. It don't make me know. Never mind. I just want to see it. After seeing Nia Jax be back being brought back to the WWE, courtesy of Vince McMahon, I just want to see battle rap. I just want to see female battle rap just kind of do its thing. Like, I really want to see it do its thing more than ever now. Just for real. Now I'm just playing. Now I'm not losing hope in my female division in WWE, but I'm scared though. I am scared, but that's a different topic. This is about battle rap. But for real, C3 and Flames, this battle is probably going to be my favorite battle of the whole card. For real. And I really want to see this battle more than any other battle. Like, all 3 rounds, C3, like, because I know the angles. Now, Lady Flames, she's not a person that really drags the angle. She spends a moment discussing it, and then she, says her piece on it, and then she gets right back into the gunplay, talks her Bremen shit. Gives us all her shit. Just, gives us the shit. Give us the shit that she enjoys talking. C3 can rebuttal. I know she gonna have a lot of flame. She gonna have some flame shit. She gonna have some. I want to see what kind of flame flip that C3 gonna have. But I also want to hear the C3 flips that Flames gonna. Cause I know C. Cause I she's not. Now I know she. Yo, listen, Lady Flames, her mind. You look, listen, she's not gonna have no typical ass C3 lines. I know she's not. Like, it's gonna be different. I promise she's gonna be different. There's gonna be some things that you might hear before that you might have been like, you might have saw it coming, but I know there's gonna be at least two or three lines that you're gonna be like, yo, that was a crazy flip. I'm really fucking with this battle. I'm not gonna hold you. I follow both these ladies. C3, I always show her love and everything, she got, she's real active on Instagram for real. So is Flames. Flames, she be on the more the comedy side. When she ain't battling, when she on IG, she gotta just be chilling. Just chilling. She got, she's pretty much doing her own little stand-up comic, her little Like, literally, she be having people dying, bro. Like, because I really be feeling her. Matter of fact, she's the reason that I want to keep saying Rip Marella. Like, I'm not even going to say grind my gears like that. It's Rip Marella now. On bro. I fuck with that shit. That shit's hard. Because when you think about it, when your Rella is ripped, that shit is annoying. It's nerve wracking. It's like, bro, especially when it's the last one. So it's like, bro. So now you still got a marathon to go. So now you got to take a trip to the gas station. It's like, bro, no. It's like, dang, ain't nobody trying to do all that. So yeah, that really hurts Morello traveling to get for Morello. I'm not really a big bong or bowl person. That was like a phase. I don't know. I respect those. I ain't got no, I would do it with a homie or a friend or whatever, female friend, whatever, but I don't know. I feel like that was a phase and I'm past that phase. I just know if I can't roll it, I don't want it. Yeah. Disclaimer. But yeah, man. But Geechee and Easy gonna be crazy though, too. Though, like, I'm not sleeping on the rest of the card though. Like, Remy, this is ripped. Like, shout out to Remy. I hope that Chrome 23. I hope that this particular. I hope this event. I hope she definitely makes profit. Definitely makes bank off this event. because I really love that she's putting on for the culture. I really don't like what, you know, especially after her, after that last event, you know, with the whole Tory dope. Like, I really hope that this time around, like, she could really, like, everybody turn, like, everybody show out. Like, this is going to be a, like, I want her to, I want it to at least somehow match the Max Out 3 energy in some way. Just somehow. I know it's only, like, 4 or 5 battles, but still, I want it to somehow match that same energy that we got from Max Out 3. Because in Max Out 3, every battle was a banger. It was banger after banger after banger after banger. It was amazing, bro. It was truly incredible. I was trying to do my little Sheamus impression. She was playing. Nah, for real. Max Out 3, ARP, shout out to Lawrence. She was amazing. Y'all are a blessing to the culture. Continue to be a blessing to the culture. And Rima, this card, thank you for continuing to be a blessing and putting in the work in for this culture. And putting these great battles together. This is really dope. She even got Clips to come outside for one. So that's dope too, because Clips and Easy is on the same card. So, you know, might be some call-outs. Easy, he kind of making it, like, from what I've been hearing from interviews and this and that and other, he's making Clips like an in-game type of thing. So that's saying something. Like, he must have, he like, when he finally decided to talk to Clips, he gonna really talk to him. And it's gonna be, I feel like it's gonna be interesting. Like, Clip, it might force us to get a more fire Clips, or we might have Clips get, or Clips might get smoked. I'm just talking shit though. I like the fact that this battle, like, I like the fact that Easy and Clips hasn't happened yet. I like that it's, you know, there's no rush. It's gonna happen when it happens. Like, he pretty much called out in his top tier diss. He didn't pretty much got to. He didn't put in work with every last one of them. He put on a clinic for each and every one of them. That, you know, except Clips. And I'm glad him and Clips is, you know, it hasn't happened yet. You know, but hopefully him and Geechee though. That I just want to be mainly because I didn't see Geechee versus Coffee, so I don't have a fresh Geechee battle on my, you know, so this is gonna be good for me. You know, I look forward to seeing Geechee, you know, like, this is going to be a good one. I'm excited, but like I said, we know who my favorite battle is. Lady Flames, C3. But A-Ward and Clips is going to be interesting. And Shayna, you know, I always love seeing Shayna, I love seeing Shayna rap, for sure. And her and Rosenberg, he been doing this thing too, so I heard he did kind of lose to Mike P, but hey, listen. The fact is, Rosenberg is in that particular, like, he's in that particular space where, well, I'm not saying for everybody, I'm saying for me. Rosenberg is in that particular space where I don't care if he wins or loses. Like, Rosenberg Raw is like a thesaurus for me. Like, thesaurus, I don't really care if he wins or loses. I just want to see the dude battle. Like, Gage. Gage, like, shout out to Chicago's Gage. I like seeing, I don't care if Gage wins or loses a battle. You know, I just like seeing Gage battle. My name is Gage, motherfucker. Shout out to Gage, by the way. You know, there's just certain people that you don't care if they win or lose. You've just grown to enjoy their craft. You enjoy what they do, and you just want to see them work. And Rosenberg, I just want to see him work. I've grown to enjoy what he brings. And I just want to see him work. I want to see what he got from Shane Ash, for sure. But anyway, I ain't going to spend too much time on here. I just really wanted to get that off my chest. I'm for sure excited for Lady Flames at C3. Like, I've been I think I watched the promo trailer, like, 8 times. You know, C3, like, sorry it had to be you, Flames. Sorry it had to be you. I guess they gave me a fight this time, huh? We'll see. I can't wait. I for sure can't wait, man. The energy for this one, like, I like the, for one, the face off alone. Like, I don't know how this face off is gonna go. Like, cause Lady Flame, she don't really come out the gate talking shit, but she will defend herself. Like, if you ask her what she gonna do, she gonna be like, I'm going to beat your ass tomorrow. And C3's like, sure, okay, we'll see. You know, I like, that's the energy that I feel like is gonna happen. Like, C3's gonna be one of those like, okay, I hear you. Okay. And then Flame's gonna be one of those like Flame, she's not one of those that's gonna like have to really reiterate herself. She's gonna be like, I'm gonna smoke you and it's gonna be the end of it. You know, we're gonna have fun though. Like, I hope, like, don't die bad or something like that. I don't know. I want to see Lady Flame versus QB Black Diamond too. I feel like I said that already, but I for sure want to see it. I don't know where it's going to get set up. I don't care either. I just want to see it. Hey, Remy. Miss Remy, respectfully, I recommend you get QB Black Diamond on the Chrome. It'll be nice to see QB Black Diamond on Chrome. Blessings to you. And to one of the dopest spitters, Pat Goose. I still like that freestyle he did with Lupe Fiasco and Ghost. Still love that cypher. But that's all I had for today. This is B&B signing out. Tune in to Chrome 23. I do what I want. Remy Ma's putting on a... She's giving us a blessing for the culture. Tune in. I'm definitely trying to tune in. It's pay-per-view. Get a ticket. Do what you need to do. I'm out, respectfully.